WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. Police have a man under arrest that led them on a chase from the district through Prince George's County and into the Maryland Live Casino in Anne Arundel County. Police say it started with a shooting in Northeast D.C. around 9:45 last night. The victim was found conscious and breathing, but the suspect carjacked someone and took off, leading police onto the BW Parkway and eventually into the parking garage of the casino, which is open 24 hours a day. Police say the man was quickly arrested when he got into the casino, but it was partially evacuated for a short time. Welcome back, Safe Track.
We recommend that people start now in looking at what their alternatives are.
Starting today, the blue line is shut down between Roslyn and the Pentagon, closing Arlington Cemetery Station. Fairfax County's Transportation Director Tom Bashadny.
What Fairfax Connector is doing is we are going to be operating service directly from the Vienna Metrorail station to the Pentagon.
He says that'll be every 20 minutes during weekdays. Metro also will have a bus shuttle to the cemetery while the cemetery is open. The surge runs through Tuesday, February 28th. At the same time, Metro is also dealing with the news that it'll have a little less money to work with for the time being. The Federal Transit Administration is announcing it's withholding some federal transportation funds that go to Maryland, D.C., and Virginia after the three failed to create a new Metro Safety Oversight Commission by this past week's deadline. That deadline was established by President Obama's Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox as a way to get the three legislatures moving on passing the identical legislation they needed. D.C. passed its version, but lawmakers are still working on it in Annapolis and Richmond. Metro, in a statement, says we'll work closely with the funding jurisdictions to determine how to best make up the difference to avoid reducing safety or reliability projects. After two court setbacks, President Trump may start from scratch with the executive order halting travelers from entering the U.S. from seven Muslim-majority countries.
On his way to Florida, President Trump spoke with reporters briefly on Air Force One. He was asked to expand on his remarks during Friday's news conference that he would unveil new national security measures in the coming week, even as two courts have ruled against his order of a temporary ban on travelers from seven Muslim-majority countries.
We'll win that battle, but we also have a lot of other options, including just filing a brand new order on Monday.
It appears that is the administration's next move, since it did not seek a quick order from the U.S. Supreme Court.
Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Trump's also telling reporters he has not seen the story from the Washington Post alleging his top national security advisor, Michael Flynn, may have broken the law by discussing sanctions with Russia before Trump had been inaugurated.
Two prominent Democrats in Congress are putting very heavy pressure on General Flynn. Adam Schiff, ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, says if Flynn secretly discussed sanctions with the Russian ambassador, he should no longer serve. And Congressman Elliot Engel, the top Democrat on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, is calling for Flynn to be fired regardless.
Correspondent Brian Todd there. Some local cell phone company employees are rallying today in the hopes of avoiding a strike.
Employees at AT&T wireless retail stores, call centers, and other workers who are part of the Communication Workers of America will be demonstrating outside the AT&T stores in Arlington and Chinatown in Northwest D.C. today. This is the union's Terry Richardson.
We're sending a message to the company that we're serious about bargaining for a new contract, which expires midnight today.
Those employees have voted to authorize a strike if a deal can't be reached, although no date for a potential work stoppage has been set. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Sports, the Wizards' hot streak continues. They beat Indiana for their ninth win in 10 games, and the Caps hosting the Ducks tonight. We'll check traffic and weather next.
Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band perform at Jiffy Lube Live for one night only, Saturday, May 20th. And WMAL has your tickets. Enter to win your tickets at WMAL.com/contests. Tickets go on sale Friday, February 10th at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band, May 20th. Jiffy Lube Live. Win your tickets now at WMAL.com/contests.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and have suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For free information, call Injury Help Desk now. Call 800-416-4410. 800-416-4410.
can.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Need firearms training? ValleyGuns2.com. That's ValleyGuns2.com.
At 7:05, we head into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with Ben Cox.
There's construction on Colesville Road in both directions from Spring Street to Fenton Street. All southbound lanes are blocked, and they are reduced to one lane on the northbound side. On Waterview Road between Camp Arrowhead Road and Whisper Winds Way, there is a closure due to pipe failure. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy today, highs right near 60. Showers come in late tonight down to 45. Rain continues for tomorrow, high of 58. Right now, 39 in Dumfries, 34 in Rockville. We're at 40 degrees right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Jen Huff here with Regional Pest Management. Did you know we offer preventative treatments for one of the most debilitating diseases? That's right, we're talking about Lyme disease. Learn more about our tick boxes that can cut the tick population by 80%. Contact us today at 1-800-36-5-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com. Don't go big, go local. Go Regional Pest Management for all your pest control needs. We're also hiring. To join our growing family for positions in service, sales, or canine handling, visit online at regionalpestmanagement.com.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Saturday morning update, WMAL. Great to have you with us, and always great to have John Gizzi with us. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning.
It started with Melissa McCarthy's portrayal of Sean Spicer on last weekend's Saturday Night Live. Then, a lot of ink this week about Sean Spicer. And depending on the source of the news, he's either had a very tough start and a very tough week that's gotten worse, or he's holding his own without having the luxury of a honeymoon. You've been in the White House press briefing room ever since the new administration has taken over. How would you sum it up?
Well, I said good morning a little while ago. If I knew I was going to address the press room, I would have said, good morning, Vietnam. The fact is that Sean Spicer starts off on a high note. Reporters generally like him from the campaign and from his days as spokesman for then-Republican National Chairman Reince Priebus, now, of course, the White House Chief of Staff. They like his sense of humor, his smile, and his ability to laugh at himself. Quite honestly, the Melissa McCarthy portrayal of him that so many are talking about after Saturday Night Live last Saturday, the press secretary himself found funny. He does not like Alec Baldwin's bleak portrayal of the president, but he didn't mind McCarthy getting under his skin. Now, the question is, how is he dealing with the press? I would say that any time a new press secretary comes in, and Sean Spicer is my eighth press secretary, reporters have to adapt to a style that is different from the predecessor. Robert Gibbs, for example, would keep people late. No one minded because they knew he had the confidence of the president, whom he had served in many capacities before he was president. Similarly, Josh Earnest gave long answers, would meet with reporters in his office if something needed fleshing out. Again, it's no surprise he was voted the most popular press secretary. Sean Spicer's made a good start. He's had some controversial issues to deal with, ranging from the U.S. dealings with Russia to the possible Russian involvement in the last election, to the nomination of the Supreme Court justice, and most recently, of course, the president's tweets. Now, that said, he's handled it quite well. He moves around the room. He does not dwell on the front row, which was a subject of consternation for many of us who have to sit in the back. He does not give the major media carte blanche for four or five questions, and he gets right to the point. My guess is he's off to a good start, but no press secretary can control the uncertainty and tumultuousness of the issues of the day.
The tone in Washington seems to have gotten progressively worse since the inauguration, John, and we saw the contention on Capitol Hill with the rebuke of Senator Elizabeth Warren earlier in the week, who coincidentally has a book coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But as you have seen what has happened over the past 3 weeks, across the board, I mean, everything from Betsy DeVos not being allowed to go into a D.C. public school to the town hall meetings the Republicans faced this week.
Oh, yes.
Have you seen this degree of contention since the Vietnam War?
No, I think you do have to go back to Vietnam to find any of the parallels, and you would certainly find many. Many members of Congress would go home to find their town meetings overflowing with insults flying like shrapnel over whether or not America should play the role that it did in Southeast Asia at the time. In addition, the rhetoric on Capitol Hill at the time was very much incendiary, something accentuated by the war, of course, and the divisive racial tensions of the time. We heard the phrase, the long hot summer, and many cities burned, including Washington, D.C. That said, when Vietnam was over and the draft was ended, most of the protests stopped. Racial divisions began healing as schools were gradually integrated, and blacks gradually moved into the economic mainstream of the United States. As for today, the issues are much different. One, the role of government in our lives, from health care, whether to how much we are taxed, causes a lot of argument. So, too, does our relationship around the world. And it's a very uncertain world. From the very shaky governments of Europe, who almost seem to be in a time warp back to the 30s, to the bellicosity of China and North Korea, and to the Middle East, which seems almost unsolvable in its turmoil. We live in a very dangerous world. And there's one difference from 1968 and Vietnam, Rick. And that is that everything comes a lot closer to us and a lot faster in this 24-hour news cycle. Call it Twitter, call it Facebook, call it the Internet, call it Yahoo News, or anything you want. You see it as it's happening, and it's brought right into your home, a true-to-life version of the 1976 film Network. How are we going to change this? Will the rhetoric calm down? It's very uncertain at this point. We're going to need a lot of healing, but it also means occasionally get off that phone, stop looking up things on the net, turn off the television set, and just enjoy each other's company.
You know, John, the cynicism about President Trump is everywhere. But,
yes.
But we saw the successful state visit of the British Prime Minister, and now we saw on Friday what appears to have been the start of a very successful weekend that has now taken the President and the Japanese Prime Minister Abe to Mar-a-Lago. So we've got the United States media and a lot of people globally in the media just attacking the president for his foreign policy and the conversations he's had with world leaders, but seems to be hitting it off pretty well with Japan and Great Britain.
He certainly did. And there's one little fact. For all of the talk that Donald Trump is rude and impetuous, I saw last week how he broke precedent to walk outside his office and greet Prime Minister Theresa May as she stepped out of her car. He did the same and then some with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe today. He and Abe got along so well when he was president-elect and his counterpart from Tokyo came to the Trump Tower that when he saw him pull up to the White House in the car, he couldn't restrain himself. The president went out and he hugged the Prime Minister of Japan, who in turn at their press conference called him Donald and hailed his success as a businessman. I think they're going to get along just fine. They're going to have some thorny issues, such as the U.S. pulling out of the TPP, which Southeast Asia and the Pacific much want. But for now, it's going to be Donald and Shinso. And you know something? I wouldn't mind being a caddy when the two of them played golf at Mar-a-Lago.
We're going to talk more with John Gizzi, and I want to ask John, is Donald Trump enjoying himself so far? What's it like, you know, being the butt of so much criticism around the world? We'll talk to John about that next, but first a check of the traffic and weather.
On Colesville Road in both directions, there's going to be some slow traffic from Spring Street to Fenton Street. Southbound lanes, all the lanes are blocked. Northbound, down to one lane. There is an event later on today. If you're going to be in D.C. and be around the 14th and 15th Street, K and I Street area this afternoon, you might want to make some alternative plans because the Cupid's Undie Run is going on. And if you're riding on the Metro, the Blue Line between Rosslyn and Pentagon stations, no service until the 28th. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got some clouds this afternoon, a high of 59. Showers roll in overnight. We'll be down to 46 overnight. For tomorrow, showers high of 58. Sunny and breezy on Monday. High temperature only up to 44 on Monday. And for Valentine's Day, look for some afternoon sunshine with highs of 48. Outside right now, 36. We're heading up to 59 this afternoon, and we're at 7:16 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
We continue our chat with John Gizzi, the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. We've seen Donald Trump successful with some of our key allies, and for all the heat he's getting from every possible angle, is he enjoying himself?
He's having the time of his life. He doesn't care when people come back and slam his daughter or try to boycott her particular clothing line or what they say about him. He will dish it right back. He commented about the Democratic Party and told Republicans not to worry. Their public face, in his words, is Pocahontas, which is his name that he insists on calling Elizabeth Warren. He will attack when he's attacked, and he'll respond when he is insulted. He learned this from an old expert at it, the late criminal attorney Roy Cohn, and his philosophy is very much like that of Sean Connery in the movie The Untouchables. They send one of ours to the hospital, you send two of theirs to the morgue. And in doing so, he does it all with a smile and a laugh. And you know something? He gets a lot of people angry, we know. He never really loses his hardcore base of support. And that's something key for a successful politician. Let's keep an eye on this fellow.
John, in mentioning Elizabeth Warren, of course, we saw the rebuke. And in terms of, was that an appropriate rebuke by the Republicans? What does history say?
That's the right way to ask it, Rick. It's not important what I think or what members of the punditocracy think or what those who even reported on it think. The fact is that Don Ritchie, former historian of the U.S. Senate and prize-winning author, said that the senior senator from Massachusetts got what she deserved. And please don't take it out on Senator McConnell or the senators who voted that she be forced to sit down and stop her attack on Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions prior to his vote to be U.S. Attorney General. The rules of the Senate, Rule 19 in particular, say that no senator shall attack another, and that they will sit down when an attack continues. This rule was written by a vice president named Thomas Jefferson a long time ago, in a day when fist fights in parliamentary bodies and legislatures were not uncommon, and duels were being fought to uphold honor, the most famous of which, of course, took the life of Alexander Hamilton. Jefferson wrote that rule for a reason, so gentlemen would be gentlemen, and later ladies and gentlemen would treat one another that way. Huey Long of Louisiana was once silenced by colleagues for attacking a senator. The majority leader at the time, Joseph Robinson of Arkansas, Bob La Follette of Wisconsin, an important figure, was told to sit down by colleagues. Elizabeth Warren pushed the line too far, and And as the historian, Mr. Ritchie, told me, she got what she deserved. She also got $1 million in unsolicited donations the next day and rebranded herself as the woman who couldn't be silenced. That's not bad when you have a book coming out.
John, apparently yet another poisoning of a Russian dissident. What can you tell us about the latest on the Russian filmmaker Vladimir Kara-Murza?
Well, I've known Vladimir Kara-Murza for 2 years. I met him when he recovered from his first apparent poisoning that put his life in danger, and he came out of it. He's been a Russian filmmaker, the son of a well-known television newscaster, and most importantly, he is a top operative in the new Open Russia Party, led by the former oligarch and leader of anti-Putin forces, Mr. Khodorkovsky. But he provides a lot of the intellectual firepower for Open Russia, and Mr. Kara-Murza apparently paid for it. On February 2nd, he complained of pains, collapsed, and went into a coma once again. On Friday, he came out of the coma and began to speak. His wife fully believes that he was poisoned, and if the Putin regime wasn't behind it, she said, the Kremlin has done a lot to create the atmosphere in which things like this happen. Vladimir Putin is fearless. He was told to go into exile, but he remained in Russia with his wife and 3 young children and continued to speak out. I brought this up at the White House on Thursday, and Sean Spicer simply said that we are monitoring the situation and the State Department will have the information, and it's certainly aware of the plight that I referred to. In other words, they don't want to comment too much on it. I'd like to comment right now. Vladimir Kara-Murza is one of the most fearless individuals I've ever interviewed, and fearlessness sometimes means paying a price and making a sacrifice. I hope it's not the supreme sacrifice.
John Gizzi, the chief political columnist, White House correspondent at Newsmax, and of course you can follow him at Newsmax.com and simply Google Gizzi on Politics to get the latest. John, thanks as always.
Looking forward to next week. It's never boring.
7:22, Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'll tell you about the little flap over Toby Keith in Naperville, Illinois. Lindsay Lohan wants to be a diplomat. And we have Tony Schaefer coming up. We're going to talk to Tony about the Iran sanctions and also DOT and budgeting for the DOD, and also Mercedes Schlapp on the way from the Fox News Channel. And we'll talk to her about the focus of the Democrats and are the Republicans as focused these days.
There are times when it's nice that things go up, and it's sometimes even better when things go down. Novec, a not-for-profit electric cooperative, provides wholesale power to its customers at cost. Any changes in that cost are passed along through an annual power cost adjustment on bills. The average home's power bill from Novec will again go down in 2017 by nearly $11 a month, making down a very good direction for power bills. Novec, owned by the people they serve.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
When it comes to guiding you to and through a successful retirement, at Financial Engines, what we don't do is almost as important as what we do. We don't work on commission. We don't judge. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. And at Financial Engines, we don't use confusing financial speak or take a one-size-fits-all approach to financial planning. So what do? We start with your goals, your dreams, and your fears, and we help create your personalized path to the retirement you deserve. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, we have even more resources than ever to help you achieve your goals. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review by an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
Toby Keith on WMAL. And Toby Keith is headed to the Naperville Rib Fest. Normally, we probably wouldn't be talking about that because Naperville is in Illinois. But here's what happened. The Naperville Exchange Club made a decision to book Toby Keith for the Rib Fest. Well, when that announcement was made, many Naperville residents took to social media to criticize the town bringing Toby Keith because of his performance at President Trump's pre-inauguration concert. So there's a big flap in Naperville. So about half the town is complaining about it, and about half the town coming to Toby Keith's defense, defending his right to perform regardless of his politics. Ari Fleischer got into the mix. He said this on Twitter. He goes, "This ticks me off. Conservatives put up with liberal claptrap from Hollywood and Broadway. Now one patriotic country singer is subject to this." That was from Ari Fleischer. So what happened yesterday when the tickets went on sale? They sold out within 2 hours. Folks at the Naperville Ribfest said, "Tickets are flying off the shelf. We're very pleased with how things are going." So looks like a sellout on the way there for Toby Keith in the Naperville Rib Fest. It's June 30th, by the way, if you have any interest. Lindsay Lohan, I don't know how she manages to do this, but Lindsay Lohan wants to host a star-studded meeting with Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin to discuss the Syrian refugee crisis. She wants to get Trump, Putin together and invite Rachel McAdams, who you may know from Mean Girls, and also Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Now, it is the former Brangelina, so they may have to negotiate a peace settlement between those two before they get together again. But Lindsay Lohan made the comments in a Facebook live chat with the DailyMail.com. She says she wants to meet President Trump as well as Vladimir Putin. Don't we all? It is now 7:29. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL, and plenty to come up in the next half hour. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and also Mercedes Schlapp from the Fox News Channel. It's coming up.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. spelled B-O-L-L, and branch.com. That's bowlandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. A powerful nighttime earthquake in the southern Philippines killed at least 6 people, injured more than 120 others, as officials today are combing through cracked buildings looking for more casualties. The late Friday quake with a magnitude of 6.7 woke people up, forced hundreds to flee their homes. A former daycare provider on Maryland's eastern shore has been sentenced to 20 years in prison in the death of a 9-month-old boy in her care in 2009. In the case, it touched off a debate over shaken baby syndrome. State prosecutors say 59-year-old Gail Pender Dobson of Talbot County was convicted of second-degree murder in the death of 9-month-old Trevor Ulrich. Dobson was sentenced Friday in Kent County Court. The prosecution was given to Montgomery County due to a conflict of interest. Police were called to Dobson's home in September 2009 after she said the infant was having trouble breathing. He was found with head contusions and a swollen brain and pronounced dead the next day. Dobson was convicted in 2010 of second-degree murder, but she was granted a new trial after a judge ruled her lawyer had provided ineffective assistance. And the Obamas have landed an agent.
Obama spokesman Kevin Lewis says the Harry Walker Agency will represent both Barack and Michelle Obama for their speaking appearances. It's the same firm that recently resumed representing Hillary Clinton for her future speeches. Lewis says the couple has also tapped attorneys Robert Barnett and Deneen Howell to handle their contracts for future books. Barnett has represented Obama on past book deals as well. The Obamas have not yet set dates as to when their future books will be released, nor have they announced any scheduled speeches. Vice President Joe Biden and wife Jill have hired Hollywood's Creative Artists Agency to represent them, but they haven't said what projects that might entail either. John Stolness on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Sports, the Wizards beat the Pacers. It's their 9th win in 10 games, and the Caps are hosting the Anaheim Ducks tonight. We'll check traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these for a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Beltsville Tuesday, February 21st, Bethesda Wednesday, February 22nd, both at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
7:33 now on WMAL, checking on traffic and weather. First, we go to Ben Cox in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bit of a backup on the Greenbelt Road westbound between 193 and University Boulevard. Very slow moving on Massachusetts Avenue southbound between 2nd Street and New Jersey Avenue. And a little bit of backup on Dulles Toll Road between Route 28 South and the Toll Plaza. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Mostly cloudy today, highs right near 60. Showers coming in late tonight, down to a low of about 45 overnight. For tomorrow, the rain continues most of the day, high about 58. Monday, looking sunny but windy, up into the mid-40s. And Tuesday, for Valentine's Day, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 40s. Right now, 33 in Chantilly, 30 in Olney. We're at 39 right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Ball, WMAL.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hey, Larry O'Connor here to tell you how to do it the right way. Don't just call any real estate agent. No, you can call one of the very best that's top-ranked and proven. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie have over 5,300 highly qualified home buyers looking to buy homes in the D.C. area. This is how they're able to sell homes fast and for top dollar. As a matter of fact, Sarah and Debbie sell homes on average 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. Get this, Sarah and Debbie sold Walter and Paula's home for $15,000 over the asking price. Needless to say, they were impressed with the outcome. If Sarah and Debbie don't sell your home, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed. Do it the right way and call Sarah or Debbie direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Your home is your castle. The last thing you want is an intrusion from pests. Regional Pest Management is a family-owned business that has been solving our customers' pest problems for years. From rodents to ants to termites, even bedbugs, we handle it all. And you'll receive unparalleled service at a reasonable price. Let our family protect your family. Contact us today for your free inspection at 1-800-365-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com. Don't go big, go local. Go Regional Pest Management for all your pest control needs.
Richard Karn here with Christine Pallera for 50 Floor to tell everybody just how simple and easy it is to have 50 Floor replace your old flooring.
50 Floor makes getting new floors a breeze. Why drive all over town when 50 Floor will bring the showroom to you? A wide selection of the latest trends and fashions so you can make the right decision for your home, in your lighting, with your decor.
And the day of installation, wow, it couldn't be easier. You don't have to lift a finger or any furniture for that matter. They're going to do it all for you. Move your furniture, take up and haul away your old floors, install the new floors, clean up and leave.
Plus, from now until the end of the month, you're going to save big with 50 Floor's free installation sale on all carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl.
50 Floor offers 12 months same as cash financing. Call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. Mention promo code radio and you get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Interest will be charged on 12 months same as cash promotion if account is not paid in full within promotional period. Free installation sale includes installation on carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl only. Does not include any other labor or miscellaneous charges that may occur. See website for licensure information.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for Esotique XV. You know, if you haven't tried the new Esotique XV yet, well, today is your lucky day. If you call right now, you'll get to try Esotique XV, the absolute best, most advanced wrinkle treatment, totally risk-free. Plus, Chamonix will give you the Genucel plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes for free. You heard me right. I said free Genucel, a gift with no strings attached just for trying Esotique XV today. Chamonix is putting their money where their mouth is. You're going to look and feel years or even decades younger with flawless, silky smooth skin and no bags or puffiness, or you get your money back. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. There's only 1 week left for this crazy Valentine's Day promotion. Order now and you'll get shipping free as well. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or visit online www.xvbeauty.com.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
We're at 7:37 on the Saturday Morning Update, and we're joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He's the author of Operation Dark Heart, The Last Line. And, Tony, it's great to have you with us once again.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me on. It's good to be on.
All right. Clearly a lot of talk about Iran in the news this week. Earlier in the week, they launched yet another defensive surface-to-air missile. And while that's not necessarily restricted in the sanctions, it's still another way to upset the United States. As of this morning, there is a report out of Iran by one of their security officials saying that they have again allowed Russian planes to use its airspace in recent operations in Syria, and also a celebration of the revolution in Iran yesterday. So as we look at the situation, the sanctions, are we having any effect on them?
Well, I think the sanctions have an effect before the larger group was relieved by Obama and the Europeans. I mean, it's one of the Iranians, every time I hear about President Obama in the old days, you know, crying about how it didn't work. No, they worked very well. And that's, I think, why we have to maintain the ones we currently have. Not all sanctions have been removed. There are some fairly severe ones still there. They announced a new set of sanctions against individuals and corporations in Iran earlier this week. So the answer is they will work, and I think we need to continue to do that. That may not be the only answer, but it's a good beginning.
All right, so they had a rally yesterday, and, yeah, and according to one of the reports, it says that it seemed to be far less of the usual vitriol for the United States in what seemed to be a move calculated to avoid further inciting President Trump. Do you think there's any validity to that assessment of where they are?
Well, it's interesting because I think the White House has made it very clear that, you know, there's a new sheriff in town. I hate to use that, you know, that hackneyed old saying, but it's true. And so I think the Iranians are going to have to reassess their basic methods, methodology and techniques they've been using to essentially insinuate themselves in the region, to include politically, to include militarily. So I think I'd like to believe maybe they are rethinking what they may be willing to do or say regarding the propaganda and poking us in the eye, because clearly, you know, there's going to be a response. And I said this the other day on another network. Someone asked me what the response would be potentially of some of the small boat attacks or them doing a swarming operation against one of our ships. And I said, well, I don't know what Mr. Trump's going to do, but I do think back on what President Reagan did when he was told that we had Libyan aircraft challenging our fighters in the Mediterranean, and his answer was shoot them down. So I think we may see a similar response, and I think Iran knows it.
I want to turn to the Department of Defense and budgeting, and it sort of brings in the whole idea of a lack of a strategy that we've seen in the Obama administration, and criticism of a lack of a strategy in Syria, the Mideast in general, and even globally when it came to the military and trouble spots and terrorism. As you approach the new administration's take on a budget with the DOD, you know, how do you go in there and efficiently and effectively improve the military? I know, you know, Trump wants to build up the military, but how do you do that efficiently and effectively? And if anybody, I think, can look at it, it's going to be a guy like Donald Trump, who has already talked about, you know, cutting the cost of Air Force One. And, you know, he's a businessman.
Right. And he's working on cutting the cost of the F-35, which is the most expensive weapon system in history. So I think we're off to a good start. And in addition to Mr. Trump, President Trump, you've got a guy named Jim Mattis, General Mattis, who coming into the Pentagon, who has been seen as one of the most imaginative military thinkers we've seen in probably 100 years. So with the two of them, I think you're going to see what I would call a grand strategy. Simply put, we don't need an expensive defense. We need an effective defense. And simply throwing money at a project like the Pentagon is not going to make us any safer. It's not going to make them work any better. What you have to do is, like Mr. Trump has done in his business dealings, you got to look for efficiencies where you can. You got to look for shortcuts when it makes sense. And you've got to find a way to make those things you have work more effectively. And I think that's where we're going with all this. And I know General Mattis. I've worked with him before, and he's very clearly going to drive the Pentagon to be basically a tool that's tightly and well focused on achieving military objectives when necessary. And they're not going to fight constantly. I think he's going to be reluctant to send kids to war, but at the same time, it's going to be very clear that we have the most badass Army and Air Force and Marines and Navy in the world. And if you challenge us, bad things are going to happen. And there are certain things I think we're going to set up to say these are the things we hold dearest and we will do and must do. So I think the big thing is going to be a focus and clarity of defense activities and actions, which then once you figure out what you're doing, you have a grand strategy, you can properly fund it. Right now, I don't think we properly could fund anything because I don't think we know what we're trying to do.
So how do you actually effectuate a strategy vis-a-vis the budget? How do you sit down and do that if you're a strategist?
Well, that's the challenge. I mean, I think during World War II, we actually have been looking at doing something called Plan Orange versus Squeeze the Orange, a conference on this very issue. And this is the thing. It's during between World War I and World War II, we had unconstrained planning. That is to say that we came up with what we call the rainbow plans. One of those plans was Plan Orange, which was a plan to defeat the Japanese. And think about this. This is between World War I and World War II. We actually had a plan to defeat the Japanese because we thought about it, but they had very few resources. Now, under President Obama, it was the opposite. We had a lot of resources, but no one could actually plan against our adversaries. You couldn't even say radical Islam. So, you know, you really can't plan a plan to defeat an enemy if you really can't name that enemy. So That imbalance created a situation where we have a lot of spending, big ticket items like the F-35, with no clear idea of how we're going to actually use it. So I think now we can go back and define and actually think through, that it means exercises and strategies and all the things that go with it, to define who we think our threats are going to be, who do we believe is going to challenge us militarily. And then you start building a capability to defeat that enemy, and you do that via the budget. So I think these things have been completely unrelated over the past 8 years, and they were marginally related under Bush. They were not effective as they could. So I think you're going to see a fix here. You're going to see a fix of strategy based on who our real threats are. Radical Islam, we're being challenged by the Chinese and Russians and some others. And then you're going to be able to draw forward then to establish capacity and capabilities to defeat those adversaries, and you budget for it. So I think that's what we're going to do, is be able to see what is needed, how it's needed, and when it's needed to be able to establish an effective defense. And that's why I see coming out of the Trump Mattis team as they move forward with defense.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, as always, thanks very much for being with us. We'll watch for you on Fox.
Thanks, Rick.
You bet. We're at 7:46, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Time for a check of the traffic and weather.
WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Traffic is creeping on Massachusetts Avenue southbound between 2nd Street and New Jersey Avenue. Not much better on Greenbelt Road westbound between 193 and University Boulevard. And on the Dulles Toll Road westbound between Route 28 and the Toll Plaza, a little bit of slow-moving traffic through there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And for today, we're looking for cloudy skies, a high of 59. We'll be down to 46 overnight with a chance of showers rolling in the evening. Those showers lingering for Sunday with a high of 58. Monday, sunny, windy, high 44. And looking ahead to Valentine's Day, we've got clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon, and a high temperature 48 on Valentine's Day. Right now in Washington, 36. We're heading up to 59. And coming up next, we'll talk with Mercedes Schlapp from the Fox News Channel.
Does your advisor call you only after the market has gone up or down? Or do you have an ongoing, proactive engagement with an advisor with your best interests in mind? Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. Financial advice is only useful when it's delivered in real time as part of a collaborative relationship. For the guidance and insight you need, when you need it, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
America never flies alone. The Air Force Reserve is always there as the country's wingman. We're ready to do the job, to serve when called upon. We move America, taking people and supplies to where they're needed. We build and repair runways on all kinds of terrain, under all kinds of conditions, to keep our planes flying. We maintain an array of magnificent aircraft, from sleek fighter jets to ones so big they can carry hundreds of thousands of pounds. And we routinely perform amazing feats, such as refueling planes as they fly to their destinations. We're your neighbors. We live and work in your communities and still hold part-time jobs that keep America strong. We are the Air Force Reserve, and we're proud to be America's wingman.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life.
Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Saturday morning update on WMAL. We're at 7:50, and we are joined by Mercedes Schlapp from the Fox News Channel. And Mercedes, great to have you with us.
Good morning.
You wrote a great opinion piece that actually was published in the Friday Washington Times. Headline on it, Democrats have a focus and a strategy, but do Republicans? And I think that's a fascinating question because we see the movement, the uprising of the progressive movement around the country with the, you know, most recent disruption to the town hall meetings of the Republicans, the demonstrations we've seen since the inauguration, and they're getting together. What about the Republicans?
Well, that's a great question. I think the Republicans are trying to figure out the best path forward. I think that they understand that dismantling Obamacare is easier said than done. There's pieces to replacing and replacing Obamacare that they will only have so much control over. As we know, about 60% of Obamacare can be repealed in a budget reconciliation. It's the other 40% that becomes tricky. And so I think that what you're hearing from Republicans is that they're looking to do more of a almost like a piecemeal approach in just taking Obamacare apart. And, you know, it's interesting because I think there's a sense, there's this anxiety amongst those who voted for Republicans, those who voted for President Trump, that they want to see swift action on these changes. So you even saw President Trump change his tune a little bit by saying, we're going to repeal Obamacare day one, and then all of a sudden it's going to take time, and it might take a year to repeal and replace. So there's a little bit of a change of tune, but I think it's because, as the press secretary, Sean Spicer, said, it's a mammoth attempt to make the changes to Obamacare. And what you're seeing is that it's a little bit more slow moving than we would expect. This week, there was the first hearing, that occurred in the House. Next week, they're having a hearing as well. And so I think that they wanted to see not hearings happen, but legislation introduced and moving forward on dismantling Obamacare quickly.
You know, you mentioned in the article about the autopsy that the Republicans concluded that they needed to be more inclusive and reach out to more minorities and women after 2012. The Democrats, though, you know, seem to be in almost a denial in what happened, you know, in 2016. And it's almost like they're doubling down in the wrong direction. I don't know.
I think that's a great analysis, Rick, the way I explained it was back in 2012. When we lost the president, when the Republicans lost the presidential election, they, RNC did this autopsy. It was a famous autopsy. They needed to reach out to women, reach out to minorities. They blamed themselves for the loss. The difference here is that the Democrats are not blaming themselves. They blame everyone else. The President Trump, his supporters, Republicans. And for them, they feel that their agenda doesn't need to be changed. They feel that their sense of identity politics, which is what I think they run on for the most part, it is their main focus, and that they don't necessarily have to make these substantial changes to reach out to working class Americans, which is obviously that one group of individuals, the group of voters who switched from supporting President Obama in 2008, 2012, to moving towards the Trump camp. And then you're seeing this dynamic happen where President Trump is bringing in union leaders to talk about a variety of issues and important to them. And so I think that is where the progressives are losing their way. And to have Senator Elizabeth Warren as I explained in the article, their poster child, like she's almost seen as like a revolutionary figure to a certain extent to these Democrats, as she did her little stunt on the Senate floor where Republicans, she criticized Republicans saying that they silenced her, which, as we know, there's a rule in the Senate, Rule 19, that you're not allowed to disparage fellow senators, and she was talking about, obviously, criticizing Senator Jeff Sessions during his confirmation process for Attorney General. And so I think Warren is becoming that head figure. And they even talked about after that incident that she, the likelihood of her running in 2020. I mean, we can't even get through 2017, Rick. We're moving straight to 2020 at this point.
If you look at the administration, sometimes there will be a policy announcement, and within 24 to 48 hours, that policy may go in a different direction based on the comments from a different member of the administration. And I'm sure they're all kind of getting their feet wet here in the first 3 weeks or so of a new administration. And a lot of the folks are not seasoned politicians that are in the administration. And how do you assess that? Does it bother you? As an example, the executive orders on immigration and where they go next on that.
Well, I think, Donald Trump's White House will be very different from any other White House just in the way I think it's managed. They have very top-heavy with a lot of assistance to the president. That's something that we didn't see back in, for example, the Bush White House. The second thing is that, for example, in the Bush White House, leaks were, that was just the work of the devil. You just do not leak to the press. It was a very tightly run communications shop. At the time that I was there, Ari Fleischer was the main voice. He delivered the message along with the president and the vice president. Here it's different. Here there is leaks coming out. We don't know exactly where they're coming out of. If it's the White House, is it coming out from federal bureaucrats in the agencies? There's a lot of frustration, I think, where one White House official will say, for example, on the immigration, on the temporary restraining order, the fact that they were saying, well, we're not going to appeal to the Supreme Court. Ninth Circuit ruled, we're not appealing that decision. Then you had, the Chief of Staff, Reince Priebus, coming out that were saying that we're reviewing all options. And then you had President Trump came out saying, well, maybe we're going to issue a new executive order. Now, I don't know if we haven't figured out if it's intentional or if there's really these leaks occurring that are disrupting what you would call the traditional process of announcing an executive order. And I think it makes the media, chase its tail. It causes a lot of frustration in terms of not knowing exactly what steps they're moving forward on.
And, the leaks that we've seen so far are just examples of what we will see continuing as we move forward. And as to how this administration will deal with leakers, do you think the consequences would be more severe in this administration if somebody is caught leaking?
We'd probably have to better understand the psychology of the White House. I think it would be to their best interest to have the press secretary be that main voice. Obviously, Kellyanne Conway is one of their top communicators who goes on air every day. And so I think having the president, the press secretary, chief of staff, obviously you have Kellyanne and the vice president be your key voices are critical. I think it gets into a troubling area when you have other people leaking to the press, because your loyalty is to the president of the United States. Your loyalty is not to be buddies with the reporters, because then what you end up is with mixed messages, a lot of clarifications, and it looks like it's a chaotic process, which I think for voters out there maybe don't really care about this process, but I think it becomes increasingly frustrating to those just to be able to deliver a message effectively and concise.
Mercedes Schlapp, co-founder at Cove Strategies and, of course, contributor at The Washington Times and Fox News Channel. Mercedes, thank you and have a lovely weekend.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
7:58, it is the Saturday morning update on WMAL.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investor's kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of the most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. You can do this. Just text the word INVESTOR to 797979. That's INVESTOR to 797979. Text INVESTOR to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
We're coming up on the 8 o'clock news on WMAL. That's it for the Saturday morning update. Do appreciate you spending your Saturdays with us. Steve Burns has got it all for us coming up next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.